Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. In Matthew 26, verses 37 through 46, we find our Lord Jesus in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, accompanied by three of his disciples, of which he had asked them to watch and pray. In other words, keep him company in his time of sorrow. He went a little ways off and fell on his face praying, "Not my will, but thine." He checks on his disciples and finds them asleep and asks them, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" Then he advises them to watch and pray that they not enter into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He goes off again and prayed, "Thy will be done." Comes back a second time and finds them asleep again, because it says their eyes were heavy. They were sleepy. They were tired. This time he did not wake them, but went off again and prayed the same prayer. He returns to his disciples a third time and essentially says, "Sleep. Take your rest. The hour is past. The opportunity is gone. It's time to go to the next thing." As we know, the betrayal, the trial, denial, crucifixion, and resurrection was now rapidly approaching. It was at hand. Peter unsheathes his sword and cuts off a servant of the high priest's ear off. The disciples scatter to the four corners as the wind blows, and Christ is left standing alone. Interesting, the rash decision of Peter, waking up and not fully pulled together, his actions betray his being cut off guard. Not to diminish in any way what took place in the garden, too many times we find ourselves looking back at what we should have done or what we have accomplished. It is interesting to note that this never solves problems and never accomplishes anything meaningful and concrete. In actuality, it mars our perception of who we are in Christ and the forgiveness that he died to freely give us. We wallow in guilt and condemnation and deny the word of God, which states in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." The enemy steps in and questions our salvation, our obedience, our love for the Master, and God's love for us. I venture to say that Jesus, in selecting his disciples, knew ahead of time that Judas would betray him, Peter would deny him, and others wanted to be him. He wasn't shocked and surprised that they scattered and left him alone. He was of one mind and purpose, united with that Father for this particular time. Oftentimes we are brought to a place of inactivity, a place where it seems as if the bottom has dropped out. You may question your previous decisions, the road you've taken, and wondered if you've dropped the ball. Sometimes you look at a point in time and you know that maybe, just maybe, you should have turned right instead of left. You can never go over it again and relive it, so you go over it again in your mind. You can cry out to God for forgiveness and still be tormented at the thought that you just didn't fully obey. You didn't grab that opportunity when it presented itself, and guilt and condemnation can tear you apart. But I'll again venture to say that your previous actions, choices, decisions did not surprise God. He didn't look down and say, "Whoa, I didn't see that one coming." When Jesus paid the price at Calvary, none of us were born yet. That price covered all of our forthcoming sins of a forthcoming generations of people, that if we believe, we shall be saved. Later on, we see Jesus at the seashore and John chapter 21, verses 14 through 19, questioning Peter about his love for him and, in essence, restoring him. Let's go to that scripture now. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter says to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." So I'm telling you today, recognize, repent, and move on. It's time to move on. You have work to do. There is a plan that you are a part of. It is bigger than you can ever imagine, and no matter what you fail to do, it will not hinder that plan. Trust me, it will take place. God gives a promise in His Word to you in Jeremiah 29:11. And in the NIV it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." But in the New King James Version it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Pretty good, huh? God looks at your heart, your inner being. Life, what a great commodity. You're not the only one that goes through ups and downs, that is confused, or wondering if you made the right turn. Do you love Him? Move on. Do you trust Him? Move on. Has He been there for you? Has He done anything for you? Move on. At times, looking back and reflecting on what God has done for us and through us gives us hope for tomorrow and helps us get back on track, infused with a deep sense of hope and faith that, yes, even in this circumstance, He will take me through. So move on, and I'll meet you on the other side. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you, and I trust that you are moving on in your life. But I don't like to close my broadcast without giving someone an opportunity to pray with me. And so I suggest that maybe we just pray together. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, forgive me for my busyness and rejecting your presence and wallowing in my past. Holy Spirit, from this moment on, I ask you to just guide me and lead me and help me to move on. Help me to just give up what was in the past. I thank you, Lord. I want to seek your face and not your hand. I'm always wanting to know you, Lord. So be with me, guide me, and keep me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that prayer with me, send me an email, buffy@swordradio.com. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. If you want to send us a postcard or write or get any resources, you can send it to us via email or just send us a letter at P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Until next time.